Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're so glad to have you join us. Before we begin, have you subscribed to Be Calm on Awe Island? It'll only take a second to click that button. We need subscribers to keep providing you with original stories and meditations. To all who have already subscribed, and all our listeners, thanks. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath. In and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball. Now think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love pouring into the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and bigger as as you fill the ball with love. Gently hold the ball and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your chest and belly, in and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath, in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love, your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as the love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love. Your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love, and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relax. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Magical Chair. The little wheelchair waited patiently while the boy buckled into the comfy seat. Winfield, the wheelchair, could tell Brian felt lonely in their new town. The family had just moved in, and the little boy missed all his friends. Outside, the sun shined brightly on the winding sidewalk. That gave Winfield an idea. Maybe Brian would meet some kids if they explored the neighborhood. Brian's dad must have understood what Winfield was thinking. He suggested, "Why don't we go outside for a walk?" The little boy shrugged his shoulders and looked down at the ground. Winfield thought they needed to find a park. They would be sure to find some kids there. Brian's dad gave the boy's shoulders a reassuring squeeze and with a smile said, "Okay, let's go." Out they went, with Brian slowly turning the wheels. It was even more beautiful outside than Winfield thought. The sunshine warmed him as it shined through the branches of the sturdy trees shading the sidewalk. A breeze ruffled the leaves and danced around the wheelchair, cooling the little boy. Then Winfield heard the sound of laughter, carried by the breeze. As Brian and his dad reached a turn in the sidewalk, the wheelchair listened carefully. The laughter drifted in from the left. Winfield held his back left wheel tight, encouraging Brian to turn left. "Huh," Brian's dad said. "It seems like Winfield wants us to turn this way." The sounds of giggling and laughter grew louder and louder. Winfield the wheelchair knew they were on the right track. Brian perked up as he heard the sounds. He turned Winfield's large wheels faster and faster, feeling eager to find the kids having fun. Brian gasped. Directly ahead, a rainbow entrance welcomed them into a colorful park. Winfield had never seen a park like this. As they rolled through the entrance, the wheelchair noticed he glided through with almost no effort. The ground felt so smooth. Winfield looked around in amazement. There were wide ramps Brian could roll right up. He saw tunnels, a tic-tac-toe game, a coloring board with magic markers that only worked on one special surface, a maze, and a racetrack. Winfield and Brian could easily roll up to all of it. Then Winfield and Brian turned, hearing a trumpeting sound. A girl had found a toy horn. Then a boy banged on the plastic drums. As Brian rolled Winfield further onto the playground, the other kids stopped playing and ran over to meet them. "Hi," they said. "Do you want to play on the swings?" Dragon walked along the edge of the forest and decided to visit the colorful playground. It was always interesting to see what the kids were up to. Today, Dragon heard a lot of friendly commotion. Dragon felt curious to find out what was going on and peeked through the branches of the forest trees. As usual, the kids were having a lot of fun. There was a new boy on the playground, and he was sitting in a fancy chair that moved him around. The kids' laughter almost made the dragon giggle too. Dragon decided it was better to keep walking. The kids might find the dragon in the forest if a laugh slipped through its snout. Brian wanted to use the swings with the other kids, but he said, "I can't swing. I need to stay in my chair." "Oh, that's no problem. There's a swing for people who need to stay in a magic chair." A magic chair. Winfield had never been called that before. He liked it. After all, he and Brian were pretty magical. A team that helped each other move. Now Winfield felt curious about the swing. Brian eagerly followed the other kids. His dad followed the group of kids with some of the other parents. Winfield looked around. There were sling swings, and a few of the kids hopped on those. There were swings that had a tall back, and some kids hopped on those. Then there was one more swing, locked behind a gate. It looked big enough that Winfield could rest on it. Brian's dad hurried over with a key and unlocked the gate for the swing. The wheelchair reversed onto the swing's platform, and Brian's dad buckled Winfield and the little boy into the swing. Soon the team was swinging back and forth, higher and higher. Winfield had never been on a swing before. He had only watched the other kids as he and Brian sat in wonder and envy. Now they were on a swing, and it felt just as fun as he had imagined. Brian laughed with all the other kids. Then, after swinging for a while, Winfield yawned. The other kids began to slow down and hop off their swings. The large swing slowed down too. the boy's dad unbuckled Winfield and Brian, and then off they rolled. Brian yawned too, and his dad commented, "Looks like it's time for a nap." The boy wanted to stay until he noticed most of the kids were leaving to take a nap. Another dad and his son walked home with Brian and Winfield and waved goodbye as they reached their house. Brian smiled as he rolled the wheelchair through the door. Winfield yawned as he settled into his spot. The boy was already resting in his bed. What a wonderful morning! Winfield felt glad he had suggested the park as he looked over at Brian and saw a smile resting on his sleeping face. The little wheelchair nestled into a warm sunbeam and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Winfield was grateful for the nice day. He was happy to finally have a swing that he and the boy could use. Most of all, the little wheelchair felt thankful and excited that they had met some kids at the colorful park. Now maybe the boy wouldn't feel lonely anymore. Winfield gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. The little wheelchair took a deep dragon breath in and out. Winfield took another calming dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and the little wheelchair fell asleep, feeling the back and forth of the colorful swing once more. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.